Books on Tape presents The Hell Screen by I.J. Parker, read by Roy Vongtama. Prologue. The snoring behind her changed to an unintelligible mumbling, and she turned her head sharply. But it was nothing, part of a drunken stupor. She returned her attention to the dark, wet courtyard outside. In a moment, the snoring resumed. Men were such weak-minded animals. Surely enough time had passed. It must be done by now. She shivered and pulled her silk gown more closely around her shoulders. Earlier, when she had entered this room, a place of rest and prayer for generations of pilgrims, she had read with amusement some of the inscriptions they had left behind on its walls. One was accompanied by the drawing of a seated Buddha and the judge of the dead, King Emma. Smiling and praying figures surrounded the smiling Buddha, but in front of the glowering king, a fierce demon was spearing screaming people to put them in a vat boiling over a fire. The unknown artist had taken pains and achieved a certain gruesome realism. The inscription said, "Release me, Amida, from desire. Save me from eternal torment." She was intimately acquainted with desire, but fortunately she was not superstitious. No. She had no time for the foolishness of the religious. Stiffening, she leaned forward intently. Had that been the sound of a door closing? This was the most dangerous time. A careless move by the one she was waiting for. Some guest on his way to relieve himself. Or a monk bent on pre-dawn austerities, and all would be lost. But the courtyard lay silent again among the trees. Strangely, there was not even the cries of night birds or the stealthy rustlings of fox or bat.